Awe Islanders, if you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, ad-free episodes, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great job. Imagine you are relaxing on soft sand. The grains sparkle in the sunshine. Cup your hand, pretending to scoop up some warm sand. Now let your fingers open and imagine the smooth sand flowing through your fingers onto the ground. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the soft, warm sand and take a deep dragon breath in and out. Now imagine drawing a tiny circle in the sand. Swirl it around to draw another circle, a little bigger. Then another circle, even bigger. And then another, a little smaller. You feel cozy and loved, and you draw a heart shape in the smooth sand. Now your entire body feels calm and completely relaxed. You feel safe and warm as you take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Now we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Birthday Bounce. Sunlight peeked through the curtains of the cozy bedroom, casting soft rays on Jeff's sleeping face. The room was bathed in the light of the early morning. From his spot on the bed, Dakota Teddy Bear watched as the little boy began to stir in the sunlight. The little bear smiled. After a night filled with cozy cuddles, he was ready to see what the new day had in store. Jeff blinked and rubbed the sleep from his eyes with a yawn. Then he sat up straight with a wide grin on his face. With an unusual burst of energy, the little boy quickly hopped out of bed, threw on his clothes, and hurried downstairs, leaving Dakota wondering about the source of this newfound morning enthusiasm. What was it that had Jeff so excited today? Dakota relaxed on the bed, waiting for Jeff to return. He listened carefully. There were new and different sounds coming from downstairs. It sounded like things were shuffling about, like there was a whole lot of commotion. The little bear was very curious about what was unfolding beyond the bedroom door. Suddenly, the door burst open and Jeff exclaimed, "Come on, Dakota, you've got to see this." In a whirl of excitement, the teddy bear found himself whisked off the bed and into Jeff's arms. As Dakota was carried down the stairs, he could see that the living room had been transformed. Brightly colored balloons hung from the walls, streamers cascaded from the ceiling, and the sweet smell of freshly baked cake wafted through the air. Dakota grinned. Of course, it now made sense why Jeff was so excited this morning. It was Jeff's birthday. Jeff brought Dakota to the couch. He kept the little teddy by his side as he played video games with his brother, Mark. While the boys played, Dakota looked around. From here, he had a view out the window to the backyard, where something unfamiliar caught the little bear's attention. It was big and colorful and bouncy. Dakota wasn't quite sure what it was, but he figured it must be something special for Jeff. Soon, party guests began to arrive. Dakota watched from his spot on the couch, counting the guests as they trickled in and placed their presents on the table. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 friends came to the party, plus Jeff and Mark. When all the guests had arrived, the kids decided to go play outside. Jeff scooped Dakota under his arm and brought him along. As they approached the mysterious, colorful structure, Dakota heard one of the kids exclaim, "Look, a bouncy house!" Jeff's mom had followed the kids outside. "Okay, do you remember the rules?" she asked the group. "Only 2 at a time," one boy said. "Shoes and glasses stay out here," a girl answered. "Wait your turn," another child remembered. "That's right," said Jeff's mom. "I'll set a timer so that everyone gets a turn in the bouncy house. And a couple more things," she continued. "No crawling around, just bouncing. And remember to look and listen. Pay attention to who's around and what's going on. We want everyone to have fun and be safe." Dakota listened attentively. There were a lot of rules, but they seemed important to keep everyone safe. "Are you ready?" asked Jeff's mom. The kids all cheered in response. 2 by 2, the kids took their turns in the bouncy house. While the other kids waited their turn, they played other games, like Simon Says and Red Light, Green Light. Soon, it was Jeff's turn to go in the bouncy house. Before he went in, Jeff turned to his mom and asked, "Can Dakota go in the bouncy house?" Jeff's mom inspected the little teddy bear and, determining that he was soft enough, smiled and nodded in approval. Dakota felt very grateful that Jeff brought him along, and he was excited to see what this bouncy house was all about. Jeff hopped into the bouncy house, carefully placing the bear beside him. Giggles and laughter filled the air as they bounced. The little teddy bear smiled. It was amusing to watch the little boy have so much fun. Dakota enjoyed the bouncing too, as he flew up and down opposite of Jeff. Then, Jeff's mom's timer chimed, signaling the end of this round of bouncing. Jeff hopped out of the bouncy house, still laughing, but in the whirlwind of merriment, he forgot his fluffy friend, Dakota. "He'll be back," thought Dakota. "But in the meantime, I guess I'll stay bouncing." Two more kids entered the bouncy house for their turn. The timer chimed. The kids exited, and two more hopped in. Dakota bumped about in the bouncy house. With all this jumping, the little bear was in the air constantly. Up the little bear went, and down. Up and down. Up and down. It was fun bouncing and bouncing, but Dakota still found himself missing Jeff. Then, after the last pair finished their turns, Dakota heard Jeff's mom call, "Let's open presents." All the kids cheered and ran inside the house. "What about me?" the little bear thought. He wanted to be a part of the rest of the birthday festivities. Just when Dakota was wishing to get out of the bouncy house, a pair of friendly hands reached in through the flap. It was Jeff's older brother, Mark. "Come on, Dakota," Mark said with a warm smile. "Let's go watch Jeff open presents." Dakota felt relieved and grateful. Mark gently cradled the little bear in his hands as he carried Dakota inside and placed him on the table. From here, Dakota had a perfect view of the present unwrapping spectacle. The little bear felt a warm sense of contentment. He was happy to be back with Jeff and part of the celebration. As the party came to a close, Jeff thanked all his guests for coming and said goodbye. Jeff, Mark, and their mother worked together to clean up all the wrapping paper, balloons, and streamers. Then Jeff picked Dakota up from the table and carried the little bear up to his bedroom. All of Jeff's new presents were there, like a pile of treasures. After Jeff was done getting ready, he flopped into the bed with a happy sigh and wrapped his arms around Dakota. "This was a good birthday," said Jeff. Dakota had to agree. The little bear yawned, feeling tired after such an exciting day. Dakota snuggled into the soft, fluffy pillow. Nestled in Jeff's arms, he could hear the little boy's gentle breaths. Dakota thought about everything he was grateful for. First of all, Dakota was grateful that Jeff had enjoyed his birthday. With a contented sigh, Dakota took a deep dragon breath in and out. He was also grateful to have bounced in the bouncy house. It was an unexpected adventure that turned out to be a lot of fun. Dakota took another deep dragon breath in and out. And felt himself relax. Dakota was grateful that Mark had found him and brought him inside. Dakota took one last deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. The little bear's mind quieted, and he drifted off to sleep, dreaming of bouncing up and down again with Jeff. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.